I'm Michelle Long. Time for Daily Market Wrap this Wednesday, February 28, 2024. Asian stocks saw muted trade again on Wednesday as traders paired expectations for Federal Reserve rate cuts. Here at home, the PSE index made some modest gains, up by 0.25% at 68.76.
From what we see in the charts, now I think we can do better than 7,000. But again, at least from what we see in the chart, and from what from our application of our method, I think there should be another leg down, another retracement before we can maybe to solidify that thrust up.
We're looking for catalyst to break 7,000. Then that, you know, that sets up, that maybe sets up the market for pursuing 7.2, even 7.5 as an index level. If you talk about fixed yields, you take a look at a couple of REITs out there. A-REIT and C-REIT would still be top of mind. Very stable growth trajectories are all in time. Power companies, ASEN is coming off a low. So I'll take a second look at ASEN as well.
In corporate stories, SM Investments reports full-year 2023 earnings grew 25% to 77 billion pesos, citing as a key success driver the healthy spending patterns of Filipino consumers in both essential and discretionary purchases, particularly in fashion, dining, and entertainment. Banking provided the largest share of 47% in net income contribution, led by China Bank and BDO, which according to some analysts posted the largest ever profit by a domestic corporation in history. Meanwhile, SM Investments also saw a 6% growth in share of net earnings from portfolio investment companies, which include Togo, Bell Corporation, and Goldilocks. And Megaworld reports record financial performance for 2023, net income up 29% as consolidated revenues jumped 17%. It cites double-digit growth across all core businesses. Real estate sales an outperformer, surging 16% to a record-breaking 42.7 billion pesos, while reservation sales exceeded the 130 billion target, settling at 139. While leasing revenues also hit a record, the office segment saw a modest 3% growth as the sector faced headwinds during the period. Andretten's property firm launched 73 billion pesos worth of projects last year. Still in the earnings stream, Consunhil Semirara Mining and Power saw a 30% drop in full-year 2023 earnings to just 28 billion pesos, despite fourth-quarter earnings going up. It did note a silver lining that despite the drop, the 2023 income is still the second highest in its history. The integrated energy company says all-time high coal shipments and record electricity sales softened the impact of weaker selling prices for both coal and power. It says volumes pick up 7% as a rise in exports compensated for the stagnant domestic sales. During the period, average selling price for Semirara coal fell by 26% to 3,796 pesos from 5,136. That is amid an oversupply from Indonesia, a warm winter, and subdued global economic growth. In the electricity business, sales from its subsidiaries, Semcalaca and Southwest Luzon Power, expanded by 26% to 4,515 gigawatt hours. Meanwhile, Philinvest Land posts a record 30% growth in 2023 profit at nearly 3.8 billion pesos, citing solid contributions of FLI's residential and leasing business segments. Residential segment revenue up 13%, driven by accelerated construction progress and the success of housing projects and medium-rise condominiums, while the mall business saw revenue increase by 32%, fueled by higher mall occupancy, increased shopper traffic, and normalized rental rates. Office segment, like in other peers, saw revenue increase modestly by just 2%. In other news, STI Education Systems executes a term sheet with the Philippine School of Business Administration, which has a Manila and Quezon City campus, covering the takeover of the latter's operations, as well as the acquisition of licenses, trademarks, and other school-related assets. No price tag was specified for the deal. And Philex Mining subsidiary Silangan Mindanao Mining Company, one of the oldest and largest gold and copper producers in Southeast Asia, signed a deed of accession for additional $70 million with new lenders who syndicated the credit facility. The agreement completes a total loan facility of $170 million needed to bring the Silangan project into commercial operations by the first quarter of next year. And finally, Rockwell Land is signing a 5 billion peso term loan facility of up to 10 years with PNB and another 5 billion term loan facility of up to 7 years with RCBC to fund CapEx, land acquisitions, and other investments. And that is it for today's Market Edge. Don't forget to hit the follow button for the latest market action in the Philippines.